The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, Chloe again. This week I'll be talking about the impacts of the First and Second World War on the Isle of Wight. The island itself has had a massive impact on the war during the First and Second World Wars, particularly during the Second World War. The island became an unsafe place to live due to air raids and constant bombing. This is because of its location, which meant that German planes had to fly over the islands in order to get to mainland England, making it an easy target. Places most targeted were Cowes, Newport and Knighton. On the 4th of May 1942, major bombing happened on the Isle of Wight shipbuilding factories, which resulted in a large amount of casualties. Fortunately, at the time, a Polish ship that was moored in Cowes at the time for repairs fought back. If it hadn't, would more lives and homes be lost? Then, later on the 1st of June 1943, St Catherine's Lighthouse in Knighton was hit directly by a Nazi bomb, killing five people. Unfortunately, even one of the smallest villages on the islands was not safe in the Second World War. For ordinary people living on the island, the war caused many difficulties. Food shortages were slim due to the island's reliance on mainland produce. Small boats were sailed across the Solent every day delivering food to the public and the soldiers of the Isle of Wight. It was a risky job as these boats became easy targets for planes, but they made a massive impact on the survival for the islanders. The islands was also used as a military base to train soldiers to fight during the First and Second World War. Golden Hill Fort in Freshwater was used during both wars as an infirmary in the first, then as a training base in the second. It was also believed that A.A. Miles, the writer of Winnie the Pooh, trained at Golden Hill Fort during the First World War. Other forts like Fort Victoria and Fort Albert were also used to train soldiers during the First World War. Listen to more to Island History next week.